open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some fog may slow you down this morning. Some sprinkles of rain around. It looks like most of the rain goes west and north. And that will brighten the sky this afternoon, becoming partly cloudy and 78 degrees. Tonight, we'll get some light rain, maybe a rumble of thunder, 61. Cloudy with a few showers around tomorrow. A little bit cooler, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Dumfries, 46 in Bowie, 48 in Washington. President Trump fires another cabinet member. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Brian Griffiths from Red Maryland will join us. A lot going on in Maryland, so that'll be a good topic today. 705, Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. Does California really want to go to war with the United States over immigration? Mark has the latest details. 735, Jesse Jane Duff will be with us as the VA gets a new leader. Steve Moore will be here at 804, chatting the economy. And then 835, Congressman Rodney Davis. Congress has a busy schedule when it returns. All ahead on Mornings of the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
If you live in Maryland, you'll be pleased to know that your representatives are actually doing something. They're actually passing some laws. The Secure and Accessible Registration Act yesterday was approved by the House of Delegates 93-46. It already cleared the Senate 31-13 earlier this month. It goes on to the governor's desk to be signed. So now, what's in this bill? Well, this changes the voter registration program in Maryland from an opt-in system to an out-opt system. And it will be offered, you'll have automatic voter registration. You'll have it at the Motor Vehicle Administration, the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange, local social service agencies, and the Maryland Transit Administration's Mobility Office. So you have the ability to opt out from being registered to vote. And if you do, you would be able to pick whether you want to join a political party or register as an unaffiliated voter. Now, the Democrats love this. Some of them stood up and got their pictures taken next to the vote board as it was lit up. But not everybody, of course, is on board. Republicans don't think this is such a good idea. Delegate Joe Cluster from Baltimore County said he thought it was useless. He said, we already ask people if they want to register to vote or not. So I would hope people would vote red on this. We passed so many bills down here, I just don't understand why we're doing this. So is this a good idea? 10 states and the district already have automatic voter registration. Maryland, among 15 states that were considering it this year. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Is this a good idea? You vote out of wanting to vote. Here's my thing. If you want to vote, voting is a right, yes. I also think it's a responsibility. And if you're too lazy to go register, you're not taking your responsibility very seriously. When I was turned 18 and I went to go register to vote, I remember my mother taking me to the county seat, to the courthouse. I had my passport and I stood there and filled out the form, and it was a big deal, and I registered to vote. Now, if you go to the bathroom in a ballpark, they have a voter registration right there, and they take your name and they find out who you are, and they're like, good, you're registered to vote. We can't ask if people are legally in the country allowed to vote, or we just register everybody. I don't necessarily like this idea, but then again, I'm a stickler for rules and making sure people are qualified and eligible to vote before, you know, we do things like this. And who knows? I don't know. Maybe that is part of the process. Maybe when you go to the motor vehicle registration, they ask if you're a citizen and are you legally allowed to vote? Or when you go to the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange or the Transit Administration's Mobility Office up the street, there's one here up the street. When you go in there and you want directions or how to use they say, hey, would you like to vote? And they just sign you right up. You're like, oh, yes, I would love to vote in this country. Mm-hmm. Sure. And then you sign right up. I don't know. 888-630-9625. It just seems to me to be making it so much easier, which a lot of people think is great, but I also think it makes it really easy for a lot of people who maybe should not be voting to register to do so.
Automatic registration. All right, so let me get this straight. These are people who have not registered to vote already, who, for whatever reason, have, you know, again, not been registered. They show up at the DMV, and in the course of their normal interactions at the DMV, they are automatically registered, and then they have the option to say, well, I'd rather not be. But my guess is, if you're the type of person who hasn't even registered to vote, you'll also be the type of person who won't bother to check the no box. It's just, you just kind of let life happen to you at that point, and it's just like, it's just washing over you, and now you're registered to vote. And now, having said all of that, what makes anybody in the state of Maryland think that just because they've automatically registered a bunch of lazy people who haven't registered to vote, that they'll even show up to the polls? Why are we going through the motions of adding an extra program? Here, I mean, this is a redundancy in search of an audience. Basically, there's not clear that the people who they're registering are actually going to become voters. This is like me watching ads for elderly people. Like, it passes by me right now. Maybe one day I'll care about that, but right now that's not for me. That just doesn't serve me at all, right? So these people who are getting automatically registered to vote in the state of Maryland, what's the point of this? So here's what you do. Healthcare exchanges, social services offices, motor vehicle administration. Now, instead of being solely focused on those tasks, they additionally have to now be focused on registering literally every person who comes into their offices. So they have an extra thing to do. And unless I'm wrong, all of this will cost more money.
The DMV says they can do it without extra money.
No,
motor
sure.
vehicle said they can do it without extra money. Some of the other ones will need
will
extra
it take
money.
Ink? Will it take any sort of power to charge a screen? I mean, there's like little, I mean, even the small things. Like, basically, all I'm saying is they're tacking on extra things to these agencies. And whether or not it costs more time, more money, more resources, more focus, whatever, this is an extra thing for them to do for, as far as I can tell, little benefit. It's not clear. These are people, again, who have not yet registered to vote. Why do they believe that they'll simultaneously now all of a sudden just start showing up to the polls and voting on Election Day? Unless the state's going to start driving everybody to the polls, you know, to pick you up. They're going to send a car. The DMV's got a special car. They're going to come pick you up, and they're going to bring you to the polls. They're going to hand you a Chick-fil-A card, and they're going to say, hey, go out there and vote, and then enjoy your chicken sandwich.
That's what happens on local levels. They'll drive you to the polls. Sure.
They're not by the governments themselves.
Right.
These are special interest groups who try and hustle and bring people to the polls.
Okay, so they you can also update your voter registration now, or if you have been determined also not to be eligible to register to vote, you obviously will be declined. You can decline to not update your voter registration, and you can also decline to register. You have to attest that the information provided is true, so you check the box saying that it's true. It is then sent to the State Board of Elections, and I guess they check out to see if what you provided is true. But I had to show ID when I registered to vote back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I had to bring in a stone tablet with my birth certificate on it. So, you know, but we had to do that. Now you check a box just attesting that the information provided is true. But I think that's anywhere you register to vote, even if you do it proactively. So they're just expanding that system. So it's opt out versus opt in. 888-630-9625. Victor in Silver Spring, we'll get you in here quickly, and then we'll check the roadways. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning. This is just another way to register illegal aliens to vote, because when I go to vote, I show my photo ID card. I'm blind, and I have one, and I was told to put it away. You don't need a photo ID card. Well, I told the person, look, I am the one and only Victor. This is my photo ID. I want to make sure my vote counts.
There you go.
The one and only Victor.
That's our Victor. Victor from Silver Springs. Thanks so much for kicking it off. 888-630-9625. It is 515. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Vince. And I attest there's an accident on 270 southbound just after 370. So be careful there. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway from the American Legion Bridge to 66, now an 11-minute commute, 4 minutes than it would normally take you. 66 westbound between Nutley Street and Vienna Metro. Watch out for some overnight road work blocking the right lane. The Anacostia Freeway southbound between the 11th Street Bridge and the Beltway, a 9 or 10-minute commute. 295 southbound from the D.C. 295 split to the Beltway, beginning to build in volume. And 395 northbound after Duke Street, Little River Turnpike, overnight road work blocking the left lane. As for mass transit, it's moving along pretty good so far. And now, the 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we'll have some fog, early passing showers possible. Most rain is going to stay to the west and the north, and then partly cloudy in the afternoon. A high of 78 degrees today. 78! For tonight, cloudy skies early give way to cloudy skies and some light rain after midnight. Thunder possible, low 61. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers, high of 63. Chance of rain 60%. Currently in our nation's capital, 57 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
Here's a way you can save time. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT.
You know, the underlying point to all of this, like, automatic voter registration push, and this happens across the country, is that there's some sort of belief, the subtext belief, that what we need to do, we'd only be a more perfect democracy if literally everybody voted. Everyone. We need mandatory voting. There's some countries where they do that, actually, mandatory voting. And we'd be way better if that happened. Here's what I want. I want informed voting. That's what I want. I want educated voting. I want people like with good rational judgment calls going into that voting booth and pulling the lever. I may disagree with you, but at least you thought it through. That's what I want. Just like run in there with a crayon and just, you know, color it out the best you can.
Yeah, I've always said I want quality and quantity when it comes to voting. Brian in Mount Airy. Good morning, Brian. You're on Mornings on the Mall. So do you think this is a good idea? You want to see the governor sign this?
Well, you keep asking, why are they doing this? I think the answer is they figure this is an easy way to get all the illegal aliens registered to vote. And the sooner they get all these millions of illegals across the country voting, the sooner they can set up the Soviet States of America. Because these guys, you know, they're going to vote Democrat. So there you are.
That's true. You know what's interesting, Brian? Thank you so much for that. Everyone, including Democrats, just assume that if you're here illegally, you're going to vote Democrat. Like, there's just that assumption. It's amazing. And Democrats embrace that. The Democrats, yeah, they broke the law. They'll vote Democrat. That's pretty much what Democrats are saying. Those are our people. Mm. They break the law. Those are our people. No problem. They'll vote illegally. But those are our people.
Well, I mean, look at the fight in California. They're not. You have a situation whether they're voting or not, whether illegal immigrants are voting or not. Their power count towards the number of Democratic congressmen exist in the state right now.
That's what it's about.
So right now, it's just there's just because of the sheer number of warm bodies.
Yeah.
California has more congressmen than it should. That's what Democrats seem to think in California anyway.
And that I think that's more to the point because the same people who tell you who want, you know, and we all assume that Democrats want illegals registering to vote, whether they vote or not, it's about the body count. Because the same people will tell you, there's not a lot of voter fraud. You don't have illegals voting. They'll tell you that. And then it's about the body count, as to your point, for the census.
Right.
So they get the dollars and they get the power.
And then once these amnesties get going, then eventually you do get everybody legally registered to vote.
Yeah. Joel in Stafford, good morning, Joel. You're on Mornings on the Mall. So, look, good idea. You want to see the governor sign this?
Actually, I don't think the government's quite getting this easy enough for its citizens. If you're too lazy to register to vote, you want the government to do everything for you, then you must be a Democrat. They could therefore just assume that while they're automatically registering you, they pretty much automatically could vote for you. and that way they just have us all just automatically vote our party vote. And then they solve that problem too.
Yeah, we pre-filled the format for you. Just blink if you'd like for us to submit it.
Exactly.
One positive action.
Thank you.
Inhale once.
Rich in Germantown, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, Rich. Hi.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing? Great show. Great show. I listen to you on the drive into work every day.
Oh, thanks so much. We listen to you, too. You just don't know it.
Outstanding. Yeah, hey, my point is, the liberals love it when people are automatically voted. I mean, they're registering dead folks and bringing them in. But more importantly, the most basic underpinning of our whole society is the ability to vote and the ability to express my opinion or not express my opinion. Therefore, it is now mandatory. They're making it mandatory they're taking away my right to not choose if I don't want to. If I don't want to vote, that's my right. But now I've got to opt out of that right that I should be able to express myself.
So they're taking away your right to
lazy. They're violating my right to choose or not choose by making it mandatory. You register for your at the DMV. Okay, now you're registered to vote. Well, you're choosing for me instead of me making that choice.
Right, it's paternal.
Some of the other callers' points too.
Right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. But you can when you stand there and you go to when you go to the DMV and they hand you the form, you could say I'm already registered or I don't want to. You can do that.
Well, look here. But to Rich's point, this is paternal and patronizing. I mean, it's not the concept is the government's in charge. It knows better than you.
Right.
You've been too dumb so far to actually register to vote. We're going to do it for you. This is your parents intercepting your bills, but because you've been late on them, this is somebody coming in saying, "Hey, you haven't been responsible. I'm going to do it for you." And that's not the system of government we set up. But day by day, we keep creeping in that
system
direction.
We keep getting 888-630-9625. We'll hear more from you in a second. Don't forget, at 6:35, Brian Griffiths, editor-in-chief of Red Maryland, will be with us to discuss this more in depth. It's 5:22 on WMAL.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
525 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, still 270 southbound after 370. We're dealing with a crash. The police are on the scene. 66 westbound between Route 28 and Gainesville. We have some overnight road work just clearing up, so that just came in, and that's good news. Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue. Just a bit of slowness. You're tapping the brakes here, nothing serious. 95 northbound between Quantico and Dale City, a 12-minute commute. And in Woodbridge, Old Bridge Road, approaching Prince William Parkway, there is a crash with police on the scene. Fast transit's pretty good. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, rain chances go up, especially as we head on through the nighttime hours tonight and into Friday. Now, some fog may slow you down this morning. Some sprinkles of rain around. It looks like most of the rain goes west and north. And that will brighten the sky this afternoon, becoming partly cloudy and finally mild, 78 degrees. Tonight, we'll get some light rain, maybe a rumble of thunder, 61. Cloudy with a few showers around tomorrow. A little bit cooler, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 57 degrees at 526 on WMAL. So is this just a waste of time? Delegate Joe Cluster from Baltimore County, he's a Republican, says this bill is useless. We already asked people if they want to register to vote or not. And so we're passing so many bills. I don't understand why we're doing this. And he's right. Already asked if you do want to vote. There's a gazillion. There's people on the streets with clipboards asking you if you want to vote.
It's harder to sign up for a cable package.
That's very true.
I mean, really?
You know, that is very, very true. I've been there. Michael in Upper Marlboro. Michael, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. You want to see the governor sign this? Hi.
You know, to borrow a word from the Democrats, isn't this bullying? Are they bullying us into voting?
Well, they're bullying them into registering to vote, but we haven't gotten to the lining people up, putting them on buses and driving them to the polls and making sure they cast a ballot yet.
But you're right. It's harder to get a fishing license than it is to vote in Maryland.
Yeah.
Why isn't this connected, by the way, to getting a fishing license?
You know,
why is it only the DMV? I thought, what about the guys who want a fishing license? How come they don't get automatically registered to vote?
I blame MTV.
What about hunting licenses?
I blame MTV for this entire thing.
Do you?
They started with Rock the Vote. Way back when, Rock the Vote. They started with Rock the Vote like around Bill Clinton in the 90s. And they were trying to get everyone to register to vote and register to vote. And then they started going out registering people to vote with Rock the Vote.
Uh-huh.
I blame MTV.
Well, it's good to register to vote so long as you actually know what you're voting for. That's all I'm saying.
And Roger wants to know if they're registering your party affiliation too. If you choose to, yes, you can do that as well, Roger. You can also change if you want to. If you're feeling like, you know, I'm feeling Republican today, you can go change if you want.
How convenient.
6:35, Brian Griffiths, the editor-in-chief of Red Maryland, will be with us. We'll talk to him about this in depth. 5:28 on WMAL.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-estate pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
At Leidos, we help our customers protect what matters most. For nearly 50 years, the important work of our scientists, engineers, and IT experts has helped solve some of the nation's and the world's most complex problems. LEI, dos.com/answers.
Some more changes coming from the Trump administration. The VA boss, Shulkin, is out. That had been the rumor for a while that he was going to be out. And someone else is in. Some people happy about the choice, others not so much. Who will be running the VA? We'll give you the rundown. It's 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump has chosen a new Veterans Affairs Secretary after firing David Shulkin.
It's a pretty remarkable reversal of fortunes for David Shulkin, who had been praised by the president repeatedly, even in public. The president had joked at one time that Shulkin would never hear the phrase, "You're fired." Clearly, that has changed with the chief of staff, John Kelly, calling him and telling him that he was indeed fired.
Correspondent Pamela Brown, President Trump wants to replace Shulkin with his personal doctor. North and South Korea will hold their first summit in more than a decade on April 27th. That meeting comes as both countries try to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
President Moon Jae-in of South Korea has said that he hopes that the summit between South Korea and North Korea will be a way of creating the right atmosphere for an even bigger meeting that would take place down the line, that one presumably between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump.
Correspondent Alexandra Field, Metro has taken nearly 10% of its bus fleet out of service, as well as it makes emergency inspections to find out why the engines on some buses have been abruptly cutting off while the bus is moving. At least two people have sustained minor injuries in recent incidents involving Metro buses. A Maryland House committee has approved a generous incentive package to Amazon, but it was a very close vote, as some lawmakers wondered out loud if the incentive package was a little too generous. The bill received 12 yes votes, the minimum it needed to clear the committee. A Maryland state senator from Baltimore who's facing federal bribery and obstruction of justice charges is resigning. Senator Nathaniel Oakes says his resignation will be effective as of 9 this morning. Maryland lawmakers have given final approval to a bill making voter registration automatic whenever you do business with certain state agencies, including the Motor Vehicle Administration. You'd be given the opportunity to opt out, but if you're okay with the automatic registration, you'd then be given the option of joining a political party or registering as an independent. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,848, the NASDAQ at 69,49. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. The Caps beat the Rangers in overtime. The Wizards take on the Pistons in Detroit tonight. Baseball, it's opening day for the Orioles and everybody else, but not for the Nationals, whose game in Cincinnati was rained out. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital, helping you take charge of your breast health from early cancer detection and diagnosis to treatment and recovery. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. A complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain or back and joint pain? Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Preparing for Allergy Season on Wednesday, April 4th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Sure, you could have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you do that? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you got to listen to Joanne from Connecticut. She wrote in and said, "My husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I have also had remarkable results. Can't be without it." Exactly. Imagine the bags and the puffiness under your eyes completely gone. That's years off your appearance. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains natural ingredients for incredible results, safely and quickly. It's really as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's and her husband's in 12 hours or your money back, guaranteed. And right now, it's the perfect time to try Chamonix's brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy, sagging eyelids. Order Genucel today and get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift absolutely free. Go to GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now. Express shipping is also free. 800-525-2720 or GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Not exactly a parking lot, but it is beginning to slow. I'm talking about New York Avenue outbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It's a 10-minute trip. It should take you, about 7 or 8. 270 southbound right after 370. We have a crash reported. Police are en route. 270 southbound between 70 and 109, an 18-minute trip, kind of slow. Southbound from 70 to 121, more like 22 minutes. Old Bridge Road in Woodbridge, approaching the Prince William Parkway, do watch out for a crash. Police are there, however. And 95 northbound from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge, it's a 17-minute trip. You tap on the brakes here. As for mass transit, it's moving along pretty good so far. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Areas of fog could be slowing our roll this morning, and maybe even a few light rain showers. This afternoon, partly cloudy, 78. Tonight, 61. Well above average by about 20 degrees. Some light rain, maybe a thunderstorm later. A few showers around tomorrow with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Burke, 46 in Hyattsville, 50 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It's Thursday. That means tomorrow's Friday. Yay! Joining us at 6:35, Brian Griffiths. He's a Maryland political analyst. He's the editor-in-chief of Red Maryland. We'll get the latest from him on gerrymandering in the state and also that legislature for automatic voting registration, that bill moving to the governor's desk. At 7:05, Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. At 7:35, it's Jesse Jane Duff. At 8:05, Steve Moore. And at 8:35, Congressman Rodney Davis. I'm Mary Walter. Here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. A massive federal agency is getting a new boss. Massive. The VA employs 360,000 people and it's got a budget of $186 billion. And it's getting a new head because David Shulkin has been fired by the President of the United States. Last night, in a tweet, the President announced, quote, I am pleased to announce that I intend to nominate highly respected Admiral Ronnie L. Jackson, M.D., as the new Secretary of Veterans Affairs. In the interim, Honorable Robert Wilkie of DOD will serve as acting secretary. I'm thankful for Dr. David Shulkin's service to our country and to our great veterans. So that's the President of the United States saying all of that. Again, this has been coming for some time. We knew that David Shulkin was on the brink of being canned, and here it's happened. There's been concern over the now going to be former secretary's expenses that he was charging taxpayers for some travel that he should not have been, and that there was also infighting. The Washington Post reports among his senior aides. And at 5:31 yesterday, the President of the United States made it official. And the guy who's replacing him, Ronnie Jackson, you know that name because he's the White House doctor. He's the guy who gave the President of the United States a clean bill of health earlier this year. Remember in January, he steps up to the microphone in the Brady press briefing room and gets harangued by the press because they're not convinced that the president, who subsists on a diet of cheeseburgers, could possibly be a man in good health. And yet, while the doctor did suggest that he has some dietary changes that he'd like the president to make, including the fact that he was monitoring going forward what the White House's chef would be making, not monitoring, but helping the nutritional process there, he spoke very highly of the president's health. which again, the press did not believe. Remember, you had people in the briefing room were like, there's no way this is true. There's no way. This man has heart disease, and you don't know it, and you're not saying it. I'm his doctor. Yeah, but we've diagnosed him. And the truth is, you have no idea what you're talking about. So, anyway, it's a long way of saying that the president's got a close relationship with Dr. Jackson. So he's known this guy. He's a Navy doctor. And the president's known as referring to him as the doc, which, by the way, makes sense because that's what happens a lot in the Navy. People are, you go see the doc, and I'm sure somebody around the president said that. He picked it up. He's like, I love that, and he started using it. But the doc, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the president has a great relationship with him, likes him. He's very well-liked in the White House, by the way. And he's, you know, he's the White House doctor. So the president kind of looked around him, had a guy who travels with him, and I guess came to the conclusion, this is the guy I want running the VA. Now, there's been reporting that he's actually consulted with him a bit on what he would do with the VA. As they travel together, these are the conversations that they have constantly had. What would you do with the VA? What would you do to fix it? What would you do to bring it under, to get it right? So Dr. Jackson apparently has views on this subject, and now he'll actually get to carry them out as the head of the VA.
Well, the pushback on the doc has been that they want to know, the left wants to know, does he hold the same views as the president does with privatizing the VA? That was something that President Trump talked about,
right,
allowing choice, allowing vets not having to wait for 6 months to get an appointment at the VA, but you would be able to go to a private doctor, go to someone outside the VA system with whom you can get an appointment sooner, and then the government, that would be paid there. It would allow you, I would assume, it would be almost like an insurance policy where doctors choose whether to accept it or not and what the reimbursement would be, you know, almost like a Medicare type thing. And the left does not want that at all.
They want
control, and because once they get control of your health, they're not going to give that up. So the question is whether he also holds the same philosophy as the president does in regards to that. And I'm just going to hazard a guess and say yes.
Right. So Senator Bernie Sanders, you know, we haven't had that many hours where we've known this news already. Again, it was 5:30 yesterday the president announced it. Senator Bernie Sanders already cautioning that the new nominee needs to not be in favor of privatization of any kind. He said the following in an interview with the Washington Post. This whole business is not about David Shulkin. It's about the influence of the Koch brothers over the Trump administration and their desire to privatize VA. He said that to the Washington Post. It sounded like that, I think.
Oh, I thought that was audio.
No, that was...
Oh, okay.
That was just an excellent impression.
They'll probably... What do the Democrats do? What's the big push has been? The big complaint has been that the Democrats are obstructionist and they're not putting forward... You know, they're not doing any nominations. All these nominations, they're not confirming anybody. We've got the ambassador to Germany. All these ambassadors sitting forever and ever. So with Trump, and he's very smart, and so the interim person winds up sitting there forever. He should put the guy that he wants to really be the head of the VA as the interim person. Put somebody else up who the Democrats are just going to hate, and he doesn't want to run the V as the guy. They'll obstruct that guy forever, and then the guy who he wants to really run it will run it.
In an acting capacity.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm brilliant.
I know. To break this all down for us, Jesse Jane Duff will join us at 7:35, a former Marine Corps gunnery sergeant, also senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research. 7:35 this morning, Jesse Jane Duff. That's all ahead. 5:43 on WMAL.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
Joey Votto.
That's way out of here.
You can argue he's the best hitter in baseball. Max Scherzer.
Swing and a miss.
But the best arm isn't up for debate. 300 hitter versus three-time Cy Young winner. All access before the game. Nationals, Reds. Opening day is tomorrow at 3:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
This is Jack from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're gonna love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.hugefreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want a chance to grab your full share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.hugefreedomchecks.com before the May 1st deadline. That's www.hugefreedomchecks.com.
5:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Mary, in Woodbridge, there's an accident on Old Bridge Road approaching the Prince William Parkway. 95 northbound from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge. It's a 17-minute commute. We're seeing some building volume now. Northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, 21 minutes your travel time. As for 270 southbound, right after 370, there's a crash, and police are on the scene. Southbound 270 between I-70 and 109, a 19-minute commute, 9 minutes more than normal. And southbound from 70 to 121, more like just under a half an hour. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Areas of fog could be slow in our roll this morning, and maybe even a few light rain showers. Right now, it looks like the bulk of the rain should go west and north. This afternoon, partly cloudy, 78. Tonight, 61. Well above average by about 20 degrees. Some light rain, maybe a thunderstorm later. A few showers around tomorrow with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 57 degrees at 546 on WMAL. Hey, Betsy DeVos's Secretary of Education has not been in the news much ever since that disastrous 60 Minutes interview she had. Remember, she really got hammered for that. She looked unprepared and she didn't come across very well at all. Well, in the background, she's had a significant win, not getting a lot of coverage. She has managed to totally revamp the collective bargaining agreement with the government and the employees at the U.S. Department of Education. The new agreement doesn't address benefits or compensation because that's done, that's governed by federal law. But this new CBA, collective bargaining agreement, the new agreement eliminates the official time for union business. You know, under the old agreement, this has been a complaint for a while, that union representatives are free to work on union business during normal government hours while they're being paid by taxpayers, but they're doing the work for the union. So the old agreement stipulated that no fewer than 75 union stewards across the country could work up to 40 hours a year on union business. And another three would be dedicated full-time to working on union business while being paid by the taxpayers for a government job. So basically being paid to then negotiate against taxpayers down the road. So now union business will be done on union time rather than on taxpayers' time. During the old agreement, if you were employed by the NEA, you were only given a 48-hour window every year in which you could opt out of the union membership. And otherwise, you were automatically enrolled. Now, you have to opt in. You have to actively choose to enroll as opposed to be held captive and have a 48-hour window of escape. So that's big. Under the old agreement, the department was required to consult the union before every agency-wide decision that they could interpret as affecting the work of employees. Such as, like, if they wanted to transfer an employee from one office to another, they had to consult the union first, and the union had to review it, and the union had to approve. Nope, they don't have to notify the union anymore. They just tell them this person's been moved. Mm-hmm. Under the new agreement, the union is going to start to be charged fair market rent for the use of government office space and for federally furnished equipment that they use to conduct union business. Under the last agreement, under Obama, taxpayers paid. We provided the space. We provided the equipment to the union free of charge. And we paid those members to work on it on taxpayer dime. See, what happened was, this is interesting, the education department, they were able to adopt this new agreement because the union has refused to sit down at the negotiating table. And under federal law, they forfeit their standing by not sitting to, by not coming to the negotiating table. So in February, the department offered to negotiate a new agreement. Mm-hmm. The union refused, and they said they wanted to just continue arguing over the ground rules for the meeting, like how we're going to meet, when we're going to meet, the ground rules for the meeting. So on March 9th, the department informed the union that in accordance with federal law, the old agreement had expired, so now they were just going to implement a new one starting March 12th, and that's what they did. So Betsy DeVos, I think she needs to be applauded when she has victories. Does she need to be criticized when she has failures? Absolutely, just like anyone else. But kudos to you, Betsy DeVos, if you're listening. Good job, and not getting a lot of play in the media because it's a victory over a union, and she did a good thing. So being responsible with taxpayer money, I love it.
You know, FDR was opposed to public service unions, public unions like this, and for the reasons of that they think that these are people who are civil servants who have, quote, an obligation to serve the whole people, whose interests and welfare require orderliness and continuity in the conduct of government activities. The idea is that you need to serve the people, unlike in a private sector union where workers can look out for their own interests, they can negotiate with the company, they can collectively bargain, you know, whatever you think of private sector unions. Public sector unions are of a different breed. I mean, you are negotiating in order to take more tax money from the people who you signed on to serve.
Right.
So I think a lot of people are going to look at this and again, as you're saying here, pump their fist and say, good job, Betsy DeVos, for bringing at least some of this public sector union activity to heel.
Yeah, it's a good job. 5:51, here's El Rushbo.
My friends, I've mentioned countless times the Democrat Party needs a permanent underclass of people who cannot take care of themselves, that will always vote for the government to take care of them. That means voting for the Democrat Party. They need that permanent underclass continually refilled. Well, the Trump administration Monday night announced a new census question that the left is fit to be tied over. They're going to ask people about their citizenship. And liberal Democrats in California, other blue states, are petrified. They think just asking this question is going to reduce the response rate because illegals will be afraid to answer. And then they see a terrible domino effect from undercounting illegals. Fewer Democrat seats in Congress and state legislatures, fewer blue state electoral votes, and less money in federal handouts for blue states, because all those things are based on census counts. Now, the Constitution requires an actual enumeration of people living in every state be conducted every 10 years. It does not determine the kinds of questions to be asked, and nobody can be penalized for answering the questions truthfully. But the Democrats don't want any part of this because it's going to expose the fact that their support for illegals has nothing to do with compassion, nothing to do with caring for people in poverty. It has everything to do with getting as many votes as they can from people who cannot even speak the language.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My friends, if you own land, you know that spring is the best time of year to get work done on your property. Now, during the month of March, my good friends at Mahindra have special red tag savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. During the Mahindra red tag sale, enjoy up to $7,900 in tractor cash back and savings, or utility vehicle savings up to $1,700. Plus, Mahindra's industry-leading warranties will come standard. So get the most out of your land and your budget with Mahindra's spring red tag savings. You'll see why 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a neighbor. Learn more about rugged Mahindra utility vehicles and the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton. Or visit Cecil's Tractors.com. That's Cecil's Tractors.com.
Chris Plant here. 4 years ago, when I first met with WMAL radio host and financial coach David Ahrens, he explained a tax-free retirement option that legally eliminates paying taxes on financial stock market gains, yet was liquid and risk-free. I was blown away to learn the RAFT strategy provides guaranteed tax-free returns averaging over 7% a year. And David ran a retirement scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. I get liquidity with upside returns better than the S&P without market downside risk and tax-free access without penalties. David's team will deliver a free copy of his award-winning book and illustration that will show you how you too can enjoy a truly tax-free retirement using the RAFT strategy. Call or text now to get the free book at 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. There's no better feeling than securing your financial future. Call or text to 888-411-4130.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
All you have to do is point. We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
5:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you very much. 395 3rd Street Tunnel southbound, right near the Capitol, there's a crash. And the Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It's a 9-minute travel time, 4 minutes more than normal. 95 northbound from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge, very, very slow this hour. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, a 21-minute commute. 270 headed south, slow in a couple of spots between 70 and 109 and between 70 and 121. As for mass transit, it's on or very close to schedule. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I have some leftover rain showers to deal with. Other than that, areas of fog around this morning, then partial clouds as we get into the afternoon. A very mild 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 49 degrees at 5:56. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Leidos.
At Leidos, we help our customers protect what matters most. For nearly 50 years, the important work of our scientists, engineers, and IT experts has helped solve some of the nation's and the world's most complex problems. LEIDOS.com/answers.
Howdy, Washington, D.C. It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. They ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code CAT3 for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investors kit.
So you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
All right, coming up on WMAL.
Well, when Martin O'Malley was governor in Maryland, he definitely used that as an opportunity to change all the districts and make them more Democratic, explicitly. The Supreme Court is now taking up a case on that very subject. What will happen and what should happen? Brian Griffiths from Red Maryland will join us to break it all down.
And are the Republicans going to make those tax cuts permanent? And the president also committed yet another sin with some advisors. We'll tell you what they did. Is it obstruction? The left thinks so. 6 o'clock at WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Well, baseball season gets underway today across the country, but the Washington Nationals will have to wait one more day thanks to a rainout today in Cincinnati. But for many, it just means one more day for the excitement to build.
They seem to be a unanimous pick to win a third straight NL East crown, even with a new first-year manager in Davey Martinez.
The main thing we've heard out of spring training is that Davey wants us to get our work done, but he also wants us to have fun.
Washington Post sports reporter Scott Allen says there really isn't any glaring problem on the team.
We've got some injuries to guys like Daniel Murphy, which will be a big hole to fill at the beginning of the year. But other than that, the lineup top to bottom looks pretty strong.
The rotation still appears solid, led by Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg, but the biggest storyline this year will undoubtedly be Bryce Harper. He becomes a free agent at the end of the season.
A lot of people expect him to step up with that sort of pressure.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Another change in the Trump cabinet as the president replaces his Veterans Affairs Secretary, David Shulkin.
It's a pretty remarkable reversal of fortunes for David Shulkin, who had been praised by the president repeatedly, even in public. The president had joked at one time that Shulkin would never hear the phrase, you're fired. Clearly, that has changed with the chief of staff, John Kelly, calling him and telling him that he was indeed fired.
Correspondent Pamela Brown, the president wants to replace Shulkin with his personal doctor. Metro has taken nearly 10% of its bus fleet off the road to make emergency inspections to try and figure out why the engines on some buses have been suddenly stopping in traffic. At least twice recently, a Metro bus driver has reported that their bus engine just cut out while the bus was moving. The number of people with the flu in Virginia is falling, but the state is still one of five seeing widespread flu activity.
In general, the flu season seems to be winding down.
But Jonathan Falk with the Virginia Department of Health says you still need to take precautions because flu remains widespread in the state. And
this particular season has gone on longer, so we are at 16 or 17 weeks at widespread activity, and on average, our widespread activity runs about 12 weeks.
He adds they don't know why Virginia still has widespread flu when neighboring Maryland and D.C. have low levels. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sacramento remains on edge less than 2 weeks after a fatal police shooting. Stephon Clark's funeral is today.
There have been numerous protests in Sacramento since Stephon Clark, an unarmed black man, was killed by police 11 days ago. And authorities are preparing for more protests after the 22-year-old's funeral. The Reverend Al Sharpton is set to give the eulogy. The state's attorney general is investigating the fatal shooting, while Clark's loved ones want an independent autopsy. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Bill Cosby's back in court in Pennsylvania today ahead of the start of his retrial on sexual assault charges next week.
The judge overseeing Bill Cosby's sex assault retrial has a few issues to take care of today and tomorrow. The defense filed a motion seeking to stop the jury from hearing a key piece of evidence. In the first trial, jurors heard about a 2005 phone conversation Andrea Constand had with her mother, during which she talked about the alleged sexual assault at Cosby's house the year before. Tom Thomas Mesereau wrote in a motion that the jurors shouldn't be allowed to hear about the phone conversation because it amounts to hearsay. Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,848. The NASDAQ at 69,49. Sports, the Caps extend their winning streak to 5 with a win over the Rangers. The Wizards take on the Pistons on the road tonight. The Nationals' Reds season opener today rained out. The Orioles open their season at home today against the Twins. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Elevate your smoothies with Dole Frozen Fruit. Dole Frozen Fruit is picked and frozen at peak ripeness to lock in flavor and nutrients. Pre-cut, washed, and fresh frozen, it's blender ready for the ultimate refreshing smoothie. No ice needed. From our line of artisanal Dole crafted smoothie blends to frozen sliced strawberries that are always in season to our fruit and veggie blends, Dole Frozen Fruit is born to be blended. The best smoothies start frozen. Dole Frozen Fruit. Find it in the frozen aisle.
Meet Abe and Shelly Abish of Abish Financial Services.
I take as much ownership as I can in all areas of my life. And I think that translates to our finances too, and to our clients and those listening to the show. Be accountable. Take extreme ownership when it comes to your retirement, your finances. Meet with a financial professional. Review your statements and investments often. And be proactive.
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, good morning. In the district, 395 3rd Street Tunnel, southbound approaching D Street. There is an accident blocking two left lanes. Police are on the scene. This traffic report sponsored by Tax Doctor. The Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It's a 10-minute commute, twice the normal travel time. Eastbound 66 from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway, very slow.